د واتساف رسول الله، د واتساف رسول الله، د بلیسنگز اف رياض الصالحين، د بلیسنگز اف رياض الصالحين.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The noble messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Your recitation of durood upon me will be light for you on the bridge of Sirat. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today our silsila is about repentance. Repentance is very important, and most of the time it is necessary and compulsory and farz upon Muslims. Allah Azza wa Jal said in the Holy Quran, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu tubu ilallahi tawbatan nasuha. O believers, return to Allah with sincere repentance. Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned the word sincere repentance. The meaning of this word, according to our pious predecessors and great scholars, is this, that when a person makes sincere repentance, after that he will not return to sins again. That is the meaning of Tawbatun Nasuh. And in ahadith, there are a lot of ahadith about the importance of repentance. The hadith is narrated by Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He said, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, Wallahi, inni la astaghfirullaha wa atubu ilayh fil yawmi akthara min sab'ina marratan. Rawahul Bukhari. He said, By Allah, I seek Allah's forgiveness and repent to Him more than 70 times a day. In this hadith, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling that he repents to Allah daily more than 70 times. And in another hadith, which is narrated by Imam Muslim rahmatullah alayh, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Ya ayyuhan nasu tubu ilallah wastaghfiruh fa inni atubu fil yawmi mi'ata marratin. Turn you, O people, in repentance to Allah and beg pardon of Him. I turn to Him in repentance 100 times a day. In the previous hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned he used to repent to Allah more than 70 times. And in this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling he repents to Allah more than 70 times, means 100 times a day. What is the meaning of repentance of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Our scholars said, they have written in their books, that the repentance of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was only for the teaching of his ummah. That ummah should repent to Allah and they should seek the forgiveness of Allah, because the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is masoom. He is sin free. He never committed any sin and he was not able to do any sin. Because the meaning of masoom is this, that he can't commit any sin by the grace of Allah and by the blessing of Allah. So when that was the condition of our noble messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who was masoom, he never committed any sin. When he was used to seeking the forgiveness of Allah and he was used to repenting to Allah more than 70 times and 100 times a day. So what should be our condition? We are the people who commit sin regularly. So it is our duty and it is our responsibility and it is compulsory upon us to repent to Allah from our sins. And there are many sentences of repentance and istighfar. In many ahadith, there are many beautiful sentences. For example, the sentence is, Astaghfirullah alladhi la ilaha illa huwal hayyul qayyum wa atubu ilayh. And the other sentence is, Astaghfirullah rabbi. In other sentence, Astaghfirullah rabbi min kulli dhanbin wa atubu ilayh. And there is another very beautiful sentence, which is called the fifth kalima, the fifth word, which contains the meaning and material of tawbah and istighfar. The fifth kalima is, Astaghfirullah rabbi min kulli dhanbin adnabtuhu amadan aw khatan, sirran aw alaniyatan, wa atubu ilayh min adh-dhanbi alladhi a'lamu wa min adh-dhanbi alladhi la a'lamu, innaka anta 'allamul ghuyub wa sattarul 'uyub wa ghaffarul dhunub wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-'aliyyil 'azhim. And the beautiful translation, Astaghfirullah rabbi, I seek Allah's forgiveness, who is my Lord, min kulli dhanbin, from every sin, adnabtuhu amadan, which I committed deliberately, aw khatan, or undeliberately, sirran aw alaniyatan, secretly or openly, wa atubu ilayh, and I repent to Allah, I return to Allah with repentance, min adh-dhanbi alladhi a'lamu, from the sin which I know, wa min adh-dhanbi alladhi la a'lamu, and from the sin which I don't know. Innaka anta allamul ghuyub, O Allah, you are the knower of all the unseen things. Wa sattarul uyub, and you are the one who conceal the faults of the people. Wa ghaffarul dhunub, and you are the most forgiver of the sins of the people. So this sentence is also very beautiful for making tawbah and istighfar. But one thing should be in mind, that when a person repents to Allah and he is uttering the words of repentance of istighfar, he should know the meaning of that repentance and istighfar. Because the meaning of repentance is this, that a person is leaving his sin and he is feeling sorry upon his sins and he is determining that he will not commit that sin again. That is the meaning of repentance. And the meaning of istighfar is, a person is seeking Allah's pardon from his sins. So when the meaning of repentance and istighfar is clear, and if a person is uttering some words and some sentences of repentance and istighfar, and he doesn't know the meanings of those sentences, so where is the repentance and where is the istighfar? So the person who is returning to Allah with repentance, who is repenting to Allah and who is seeking the forgiveness of Allah, he should know the meaning of those sentences as well. The next hadith, it is narrated by Hazrat Anas bin Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who was the servant of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa sallam said, Lallahu ashadu farham bi tawbati abdihi hina yatubu ilayhi. من أحدكم كان على راحلته بأرض فلات فانفلتت منه وعليها طعامه وشرابه إلى آخره. The translation, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, verily, Allah is more pleased with the repentance of his slave than a person who has his camel in a waterless desert, carrying his provision of food and drink, and it is lost. He lies down in the shade of a tree and is disappointed about his camel, when all of a sudden he finds that camel standing before him. He takes hold of its reins and then, out of boundless joy, blurts out, O Allah, you are my slave and I am your Rabb. He commits this mistake out of extreme joy. This hadith mentions the importance of repentance, that Allah likes repentance very much and he is highly pleased with the repentance of his slaves, and Allah loves those people who repent to him. That's why Allah Azza wa Jalla said in the Holy Quran, Inna Allah yuhibbu at-tawwabin, Indeed, Allah loves those who repent to Him. Inna Allah yuhibbu tawwabin. And He accepts the repentance of His slave. That's why He said in the Holy Quran, وَهُوَ الَّذِي يَقْبَلُ التَّوْبَةَ عَنْ عِبَادِهِ وَيَعْفُوا عَنِ السَّيِّئَاتِ. And He is the one who accepts repentance from His slaves. وَيَعْفُوا عَنِ السَّيِّئَاتِ. And He forgives the sins of His slaves. And from this hadith, another matter can be discussed, that the person who got his camel back, he said with extreme joy that, O Allah, You are my slave and I am Your Rabb. He had to say, O Allah, You are my Rabb and I am Your slave. But because of extreme joy, he is saying that, O Allah, You are my slave and I am Your Rabb. This hadith mentions that if a person wants to say something else and he utters some other words, only due to the slipping of tongue, those sentences are forgivable. For that, like in this hadith, that person utters the blasphemy words. The next hadith is narrated by Hadrat Abu Musa Ash'ari radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى يَبْسُطُ يَدَهُ بِاللَّيْلِ لِيَتُوبَ مُسِيءُ النَّهَارِ وَيَبْسُطُ يَدَهُ بِالنَّهَارِ لِيَتُوبَ مُسِيءُ اللَّيْلِ حَتَّى تَطْلُعَ الشَّمْسُ مِن مَغْرِبِهَا. رواه مسلم. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah the Exalted will continue to stretch out His hand in the night so that the sinners of the day may repent, and continue to stretch His hand in the daytime so that the sinners of the day may repent until the sun rises from the west. In this hadith, the mercy of Allah and the blessings of Allah upon His slaves is very clear and open. This hadith shows the mercy and blessings of Allah upon His slaves. Because a person is committing sin at night or at daytime, and Allah Azza wa Jal is continually saying to him, O my person, O my slave, come to me, return to me, and return to me with repentance. I will accept your repentance. Because Allah Azza wa Jal is merciful. He is Rahman. He is Rahim. He is affectionate, the most merciful. And He is Ra'uf. Wallahu Ra'ufum bil Ibad. He is affectionate to His slaves. So that's why Allah Azza wa Jal accepts the tawbah and repentance and seeking pardon from his sins. And in this hadith, we can say that every time there is announcement from Allah Azza wa Jal, it means the blessings of Allah is every time upon us. Whenever a person goes to Allah and he repents to Him, Allah will accept his repentance and Allah will forgive him. The other matter which is mentioned in this hadith and very necessary to discuss about, to talk about, that the word hands of Allah is used in this hadith, the hand of Allah. Allah will continue to stretch out His hand in the night and in the day as well. What is the meaning of hand of Allah? Because Allah Azza wa Jal is not like us. He doesn't have any body. He doesn't have any apparent existence like us, that there is no body in Him and He doesn't have any limb. He doesn't have any parts of body. So what is the meaning of hand of Allah? Our pious predecessors, they have written the meaning of this kind of ahadith and verses, that in the Holy Quran, Allah Azza wa Jalla said that the verses of the Quran are two kinds. Ayat-e-muhkamat, Ayatum Muhkamat. Huwa alladhi anzala alaykal kitaba minhu ayatum muhkamat. Allah Azza wa Jal has revealed book to you. And among them, there are some verses who are muhkamat, whose meanings are clear. Wa ukharu mutashabihat. And the other verses are not clear their meaning. So there are two kinds of the verses of the Holy Quran. The first kind is Ayat-e-Muhkamat and the second kind is Ayat-e-Mutashabihat. What is the meaning of Ayat-e-Mutashabihat? Ayat-e-Mutashabihat are those in which some matters are mentioned and the meanings of those verses are not clear. Allah knows better and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam knows better. We common people and the scholars of this ummah don't know the meaning of ayat mutashabihat. So, in Quran, there is the word wajhullah, the face of Allah. There is the verse in the Holy Quran, yadullah, the hand of Allah. And in this hadith as well, the hand of Allah, yadullah, the hand of Allah. So, the meaning of this verse, this word, whether it is in Quran or in hadith, we will say, there are two opinions. The first opinion is called tasneem and tafwees. That we don't know the meaning of these kinds of verses. And we don't know the meaning of hand of Allah and the face of Allah and the foot of Allah. We don't know the meaning of these words. Allah knows better. And these words, these things are the attributes of Allah. It means the hand of Allah is the attribute of Allah. That is not the limb, the part of body. That is the attribute of Allah. The face of Allah, that is also the attribute of Allah. That is the adjective of Allah. We don't know the meaning of these words. It is called tasleem and tafwees. And this is the opinion of our predecessors, Salaf Salihin. The pious predecessor, Salaf Salihin. The other opinion is called ta'wil, interpretation. We will interpret the meanings of these words. For example, the hand means the power and authority and sport. And the meaning of face is existence, his own existence. So, wajhullah means the existence of Allah. And the hand of Allah means the power of Allah, the authority of Allah and the sport of Allah. This opinion is called ta'wil. And that is also the opinion of our pious predecessors as well. So that's why whichever opinion we take, that is valid and that is allowed. So the meaning of the hand of Allah, we will say that it is the attribute of Allah and we don't know the meaning of this. And the other meaning, if we make any interpretation, so we can interpret in another meaning. The next hadith, which is about Tawbah as well, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man taba qabla an tatlu'a ash-shamsu min maghribiha, taba Allahu alayhi." He said, "He who repents before the sun rises from the west, Allah will forgive him." He who repents before the sun rises from the west, Allah will forgive him. Tawbah means returning to Allah from the sins of a person. The person is committing sins, he commits sins and then he repents to Allah from his sins. When a person commits sins, he goes away from Allah. And when he returns to him, it means he desires to be near to Allah. And he desires his pardon from Allah. He needs the pardon of Allah. He needs the forgiveness of Allah. It is the meaning of repentance of a person. And sometimes the word Tawbah is used for Allah Azza wa Jal. For example, in this hadith, Taballahu alayhi, Allah will repent. So what is the meaning of repentance of Allah? The meaning of repentance of Allah basically is that Allah will accept the repentance of his slaves. So the repentance of person is repent to Allah from sins. And repentance of Allah means accepting the repentance of his slaves. That is the meaning of repentance of Allah Azza wa Jal. And in this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us that the repentance of a person is acceptable in the court of Allah till the day when the sun rises from the west. Sun rises from the east. But there will be a day when sun will rise from the west. That day will be the end day of Tawbah. After that, Tawbah will not be accepted in the court of Allah. And in the next hadith, the other time of accepting Tawbah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, this hadith is narrated by Hadrat Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma. He said, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna Allah azza wa jalla yaqbalu توبت العبد ما لم يغرغر. He said, Allah accepts a slave's repentance as long as the latter is not on his deathbed, means before the soul of dying person reaches the throat. Allah accepts a slave's repentance as long as the soul of the dying person reaches the throat. The word gargara is used in this hadith. What is the meaning of gargara? Gargara means the time, the stage when soul is about to leave the body and reaches the throat. That is the time of gargara. Till that time, the person can repent and Allah will accept his repentance. And it is also the blessing and mercy of Allah upon a person that till the last moment of the life, if a person repents to Allah, Allah will accept his repentance. Though he is on his deathbed, or he is suffering from cancer, or he is injured severely, and the doctors have declared him to be incurable. After all these things, in spite of this condition, if a person makes tawbah and he repents to Allah, Allah will accept his repentance. This is also the blessing of Allah. And the next hadith, it is narrated by Hazrat Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu. It is a lengthy hadith. I will translate only. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there was a man from among a nation before you who killed 99 people and then made an inquiry about the most learned person on the earth. He was directed to a monk. He came to him and told him that he had killed 99 people and asked him if there was any chance for his repentance to be accepted. He replied in the negative. And the man killed him also, completing 100. He then asked about the most learned man in the earth. He was directed to a scholar. He told him that he had killed 100 people and asked him if there was any chance for his repentance to be accepted. He replied in the affirmative and asked, who stands between you and repentance? Go to such and such land. There will be some people devoted to prayer and worship of Allah. Join them in worship. And do not come back to your land, because it is an evil place. So he went away, and hardly had he covered half the distance when death overtook him, and there was a dispute between the angels of mercy and the angels of torment. The angels of mercy pleaded, this man has come with a repenting heart to Allah. And the angels of punishment argued, he never did a virtuous deed in his life. Then there appeared another angel in the form of a human being, and the contending angels agreed to make him arbiter between them. He said, measure the distance between between two lands. He will be considered belonging to the land to which he is nearer. They measured and found him closer to the land of piety, where he intended to go. Another version says, Allah commanded the land which he wanted to leave, to move away, and commanded the other land, his destination, to draw nearer. And then he said, now measure the distance between them. It was found that he was nearer to his goal by a hand's span and was thus forgiven. This hadith shows the importance of repentance and some other points as well. The first point, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told the story of one person of the previous nation in front of Sahaba ikram. It means telling the stories of the pious people or the repentants is the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and telling the stories of previous nations for admonishing the Muslim, for admonishing the people, is the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned in this hadith. The other matter, when that killer came to a scholar and he asked about his matter, that I want to repent, is there any chance for my repentance to be accepted? That scholar replied him that your repentance will not be accepted because you have killed 99 people. Your repentance will not be accepted. And as a result, that killer killed that scholar as well. It means this hadith tells us that it is the duty of a religious scholar that while discussing a problem, he should keep in mind the psychological aspect of the questioner. Which kind of person is he? And what should I answer him? Because it may happen that due to the answer of any scholar, the person gets away from Allah Azza wa Jal more than previous. And it may happen due to the answer of a scholar, a person repents to Allah. So that's why the psychological aspect of questioner should be in the mind of a scholar. And the scholar should use the strategy and wisdom and good admonishing. That's why Allah Azza wa Jal said in the Holy Quran, "Ud'u ila sabili rabbika bil hikmati wal mu'idatil hasana wa jadilhum billati hi ahsan." Ud'u ila sabili rabbika. Invite the people towards the path of Allah. How? Bil hikmah, with wisdom. Wal mu'idatil hasana, and good admonishing. Wa jadilhum billati hi ahsan, and argue them in the decent manner. In the decent manner, argue them. It means Allah Azza wa Jal is teaching us the way of preaching, the way of inviting the people toward virtues. The other point which is clear in this hadith, and this hadith tells us that no one should lose the hope of Allah's mercy, Allah's blessing, because Allah Azza wa Jal said in the Holy Quran, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَصْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَاتُ مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Say, O Prophet, say, O beloved Rasul, يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَصْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ. O my slaves, who wronged with their souls, لَا تَقْنَاتُ مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Don't lose your hope of Allah's mercy, of Allah's blessing. Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. Indeed, Allah will forgive your sins. Allah will forgive all the sins. Innahu huwal ghafurur rahim. Indeed, He is the most forgiver and most merciful. So that's why losing the hope of mercy of Allah is not allowed. That's why even the person is killer, even the person is worse sinner, but no one can make him pessimist from the mercy of Allah. And the other matter, which is very necessary to discuss in the light of this hadith, that the sincere repentance is a cause for sins to be forgiven. But what is the meaning of sincere repentance? The meaning of sincere repentance is that it has some conditions. The first condition of repentance is to leave the sin. A person is committing sin, he has to leave that sin. The second condition is feeling sorry upon his sins. That, oh Allah, I was a sinner and I committed that sin and I am feeling sorry upon my sin in your court. So feeling the sorry upon his sin is the second condition of repentance. And the third condition, determination. That the one will not commit that sin again. These are three conditions of repentance. First condition is leaving the sin. Second condition is feeling sorry upon the sin. And the third condition is not to commit again. Not to commit that sin again. And sometimes there may be the fourth condition as well. Because sometimes if a person did not offer prayer and he is making tawbah, he is repenting to Allah, so he has to offer his previous prayer as well. He has to offer his previous prayer as well. For example, a person did not offer five time prayers of 1 year. So when he repents to Allah, he has to offer the prayers of 1 year first. That is also the condition for tawbah. And if the sin is about any human right, the person has to give the compensation of his that sin, of his that mistake as well. For example, a person rob someone and then he repents in the court of Allah, he has to pay back the money of his robbery. A person was used to taking robbery. If he repents in the court of Allah, he has to pay back the money of his robbery. So that is also the condition for repentance. The other matter which is disclosed in this hadith, and we can understand very easily the importance and greatness and the dignity of the pious people in the court of Allah. How high and how big dignity and greatness the pious people, the awliya ikram, have in the court of Allah. That a person who has repented, when he left his own land, he was repentant that time. But his sins were forgiveness in the court of Allah when he was considered nearer to the pious people. And only due to the nearness of the pious people, he was forgiven in the court of Allah. It shows the importance of the pious people. And it shows the importance of the good company, the company of the pious people. As Allah Azza wa Jalla said in the Holy Quran, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullaha wa kunu ma'as-sadiqin. O believers, fear Allah and be with those people who are truthful. Wa kunu ma'as-sadiqin. And be with them who are truthful. So this hadith shows that if a person wants to rectify himself and he wants to become a pious person, he has to change his company. First, he has to leave the bad company, the bad environment. And then he has to adopt and get the company of good people, the pious people. And that's why Allah Azza wa Jalla said in the Holy Quran, when Allah Azza wa Jalla taught us one prayer, one supplication in Quran in Surah Fatiha, Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim. O Allah, keep us on the right path. Which is right path? Sirat al-Ladina an'amta alayhim. The path of those people to whom you favored. غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَرَضَّالِينَ. Not the path of those people who earn your anger and who are misled. So it means leaving the bad company is also necessary for making a person rectified himself. For rectifying a person, the leaving the bad company and having and getting the good company is very necessary. And Alhamdulillah, in this age, we have the beautiful environment of Dawat-e-Islami. We can get the company of pious people. We can get the company of religious people and we can change our habits and our character and our deeds and our life through these good companies. With the traveling in Madani Kafla, with attending the congregations of Dawat-e-Islami, with getting the company of pious people, we can change our life. May Allah give us tawfiq of repentance and may Allah give us good company. May Allah give us tawfiq to sit in a good company. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.